everyone. I'm Madeline.
And I'm Rickard. We're from Elaine. And you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
Ready to rock and talk metal and rock? Yes, we are, always. Thank you for joining us once more, all our listeners, rockers and metalheads, as I am. On behalf of your friend James from the state of Texas, from the US of A, we welcome you once more. And for newcomers, we hope you guys stick around. We hope you guys enjoy our content full of metal and rock. And anyways, we have on this episode the band Elaine from Europe. We got the singer Madeline and the guitar player Rickard. And it's not Rickard, it's Rickard. I made sure I pronounced that correctly. A great guitar player for sure. And great vocalist is Elaine from the band Elaine. And her name is Madeline, I'm sorry. Anyways, let's check out this awesome jam here by the name of We Are Legion. We'll be right back. Enjoy. We'll be right back. did your head get crushed, as mine did. If that's not metal, I'm not sure what that is. That has to be metal all the way. And a big congrats to the guys of Elaine and their new album dropping July 14th by the name of We Shall Remain. Great stuff that we've heard so far. You can catch the new single by the name of Stand By The Flame. So support, download, stream, share. Go to their gigs, visit the merch booth, as that will help the bands. And anyways, let's cut it short and go straight to the interview with Madeleine of Elaine and Ricard of Elaine. Check it out. What part of the world are you at?
Sweden.
Yeah.
Sweden.
Yes, and more specifically in the south of Sweden.
Mm-hmm. Really? Wow. I'm in Texas.
Yeah.
So we're being burned by the sun over here.
Oh, I can't imagine. We were there in May, and it was already warm back then, so I can just assume it's pretty hot.
I can only imagine how it is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible. So we'll get to the tour. I got a few questions over that Moonspell tour in a bit. First of all, well, congrats on your career so far. You guys are doing great. Stand By The Flame, that's the latest visualizer video, right?
Yeah.
Awesome jam right there. It's metal for sure.
Thank you.
I noticed it said created by Marta Gabriel. Is that so?
The visualizer.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Not the song. Wow, I had her on the show last year. I did not know she created these visualizers.
Yeah, she does, actually. I was recommended by our record label. She does a bunch, and she works fast, and very, very grateful for her. She's doing a great job.
So new album dropping July 14th, We Shall Remain, right? Atomic Fire.
Correct.
Talk to us about the making of this record, guys. Who's the riff master? Who's the lyricist and all that?
So I'm going to be humble and ask Madeline, who is the riff master?
Well, I usually actually call Rickard the riff master because I am a sucker for a very good riff.
Yeah.
I think that he is doing a great job when it comes to riffs in general. Yeah. I love what he creates and I always approve. So some of the songs in the album, I'm sure you will hear a bunch of awesome riffs within the same song.
Yeah. So I I do all the riffage there. But
nice.
So the lyrics Madeline and I write together, and we write all of the songs together in a whole.
Yeah.
So how long did it take to write all these songs for this record?
Oh my God,
it's,
dude!
It's very hard to say. You know? Sometimes you need a break as well to let it land a little bit, right? So it's very, very hard to give you an amount of hours or days, weeks, years, maybe.
Years.
But we started the actual, the process began a little bit in 2021.
Yeah.
But we really dived completely into it during 2022.
Correct.
So that is the thing, so.
Oh, wow. So about a year, give or take?
Well, I mean, you can't really, it's hard for us to say a definite time, but as artists, we also never really stop creating. But let's say from 2021 till 2022, so roughly year and a half, like on and off, and then very hard work for a couple of months there to get it all together.
It's nothing that I would say that I would want you to put out there, because it is extremely hard to say. It's been in the process, so to speak, since 2021, but we really dived into it last year. We did where we could actually focus on gathering the ideas and make the songs come to life, so but it's an interesting process, you know, songwriting. It's a love and hate relationship.
Yeah.
It's always very rewarding to have the album in your hands and see how the fans embrace it. That is the beauty of it. So
what's the response like so far with the crowds? You guys doing a couple of those songs live, right?
Yeah.
Correct. We actually did two of the new songs on the North American tour we were on recently, and those two songs were Never Forget and We Are Legion. That was part of our set list, and the reception has been great.
Yeah, it was above and beyond, in my very honest opinion. I mean, we know what we think of the music that we do, because we create what we like. We have a beautiful fan base, but the reception has been amazing.
Oh, yeah.
I would say they really embraced the new songs, like the new singles.
Yeah, without exaggeration, it's been the, like, each song I would say has been the most successful release as a single up until this point, which just lays the field for this album to be the best we've released, because we feel that it is the best album we have created up until this point.
Yeah.
Well, there's a buzz going on the media about you guys. What do you think it is? Is it the music, you think? Or you think the label is hyping it up? Or what do you point it at?
We've heard...
No, I think it's a combination of many things. It's a lot of many years of hard work from our end.
Yeah.
We've always been dedicating our lives to Elaine ever since we started in 2014. So I really believe that it is a combination of extremely hard work, great collaboration with a good record label, and that the touring also gives this hype, because we usually say that, yes, even if you like our albums, we really appreciate that, but we actually want to say that you should experience us live, because we are very much for live shows as well, not only albums. That is why you can see in our music videos, it's a lot of performing and not that very much of storylines, because we like to perform our songs and we want to make sure that that is being noticed through the screen within the music videos as well.
Yeah. And I want to add to the mix there that the immense support we have from our fans, which themselves started to call themselves the Elaine Legion, which is in turn the reason why we created the song "We Are Legion," because that was our song to our fans. And I'm going out on a limb here and say that the hype that you talk about, that you hear, which is great for us to hear from you. Thank you very much. I believe that also really, really is all thanks to the Elaine Legion, our fans, our listeners, our supporters.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That tells you a lot about the music when you have a fan base like that, and that means you're doing something right with the music, plus social media, and at the end of the day, your fan base is growing, so that's awesome. In my opinion, you guys have badass music. It's just awesome, so congrats on that.
Thank you very much. Just appreciate it.
So how was it working with legends like Moonspell?
Well, the thing is that our very first tour ever we went on was in Europe as opening act to Moonspell, and that was back in 2016. So, I mean, we knew the guys, and we've been meeting a couple of times ever since, but now we got to share a bus together on their 30th anniversary as well.
Wow.
You know? And they're great guys.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was great vibes on the bus, hanging around. Bringing spirits up and making laughs, man. It's great.
Any cool stories? Any fights? Anything funny?
no fights. Only the regular back and forth of sharing jokes and also like stories from life and whatnot. But you know, we had a really, really good time. It was a really great exchange of words.
And I want to give a little bit of credit to their keyboard player, Pedro.
Yeah. Okay.
He is a fantastic guy, and he made sure that the bus was very clean each and every day. Mm-hmm. So a little credit to Pedro for being so awesome.
Even if we also tidy up, he tidied up extra. It was really nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool. It's a cool mix of you guys' music, Elaine and Moonspell. It's very cool. And who was the other band? I'm sorry.
Well, for the majority of the part of the tour, it was Oceans of Slumber as well.
That's right.
Yeah, great band. They were with us until the last week. And yeah, we really like these guys.
Yeah.
Super talented and super, just super great, you know. I miss them.
Oh, yeah.
Back to the album, a real quick question for Ricard. When you're doing a song, when you're writing riffs, what are you thinking of? What's on your mind? Are you thinking of a formula like the last album, not the acoustic, but or are you thinking just fresh ideas, or what's your formula here?
Dude, that is a knockout question. First off, really good question. Thank you very much. And I always say that we create what feels right. And for me, with riffs, gotta feel it, man. That is the flow moment, as I call it, when I create riffs. I have to feel it.
Yeah.
I need to feel where it's going. And then Madeline also we combine our music creating power, so to speak, and just create what feels right.
I'm a guitar player, and I can appreciate riffs and grooves and techniques and stuff like that. So very cool job. I like the outcome, you know. The whole thing is just awesome. And which is your favorite song on this album, each one of you?
Oh. You go first.
The thing, each and every song is a favorite, you know. It plays such an important part.
Plus, but it varies from day to day.
Yeah, that is the thing. I wanted to say that it kind of varies from day to day. I think today, for me, Stand By The Flame. That will be my answer of today, June 21st. How about you, Rickard?
Can it be a song that hasn't been released as a single yet?
Sure, anything on the album, yep.
Oh my god, oh.
They're all good.
Blood in Their Eyes, man. I love that riff in the beginning, and the title in itself really, really speaks.
Nice. So where did the title come from for the album, We Shall Remain? And what's behind that?
And the thing is that when we released our previous album, that was in late 2020, mid-pandemic, really.
Which was?
It was a rough time.
Yeah.
It was, you know.
You're talking about Dancing in Hell.
Exactly. Yeah. Our previous album. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Dancing in Hell. And we, the thing is that it was a challenge for everyone, right? I mean, I was already depressed even before it started, like a depression. But we fought through. We decided to go on with the plans that we had for the album. And you know, it became this motto thing. I remember this very, very clearly. In early 2021, one of us dropped this "We Shall Remain" sentence, and just sticked with us, you know. And I really liked it. I actually got a tattoo with it in April 2021.
Yeah.
As a daily reminder, you know. And when we started the entire process of writing the songs, it just came so naturally. Because we write about what feels right to us and what we've been through, what we are going through and whatnot. And everything just got tied together in a way. It's an album focusing on empowerment, acknowledging and accept what you've been through and rise from that. And We Shall Remain was just like the obvious title to it. It really represents the entire album within a single sentence.
It does.
You mentioned depressed. Are you doing better, or where do you stand now?
I am doing better. It started in 2019, and it was in 2021 I reached out to professionals and simply just said that I cannot handle this on my own anymore. Started to talk with a psychologist, and I was sent to a different department, and like a year later, which is last year, I had no idea, but I got a diagnosis, which is high functional autism, which has been explaining a lot to me. And during all of this time, I've been working on myself to get myself out of the depression. Huge shout out and thanks to our fans, and especially our patrons, because it is a huge reason to why I even found the strength, actually.
To get up, yeah.
Exactly.
Wow.
To get out of bed, even, you know. And it really helped a lot to get the help. I didn't expect the diagnosis. I did not. It wasn't why I searched. But it has explained a lot. And it's been a huge help to actually just get to know myself a bit better.
Wow. So hats off to you for getting through what you went through, and for seeking professional help and coming through to the other side. So congrats on that. And you have a lot of to live for, you know. I mean, you got a everybody. You got a family for sure, and you got a big fan base, and there's some big things to live for. So congrats on that.
Thank you. It feels
much better,
sure.
Here's a semi dumb question. I know your name's Madeline. Is that the reason for the name of the band, or what's right? It's a dumb question.
It's not a dumb question at all. When Rickard and I started the band, you know, we started to look at, okay, cool words in Latin and whatnot. And at the end, we were just like, well, Elaine is the last part of my name.
Mm. Yeah.
It sounds pretty okay, right? Let's go with it. You know, we didn't put that much thought into it in that way.
It was better than Ard.
Ard?
Yeah. Which is the last part of my name.
Yeah, oh. Rickard, you know. Well, it sounds pretty cool in a way, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's open for many jokes. But yeah, Elaine, it did sound like it was kind of nice, so we went with it.
It has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
So at what age did you guys start playing metal guitar for recording? At what age did you start singing Madeline?
I started to play guitar when I was around 15, I would say. So yeah, from there on, you know, just smash those strings.
Yeah, but you've always been good at putting yourself out there.
Yeah, I'm self-taught. Yeah. Self-taught musician with drums, guitar, piano, bass, orchestral arrangement and stuff like that. Yeah, and singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which was the first band for a record?
Oh, nothing really to mention.
Local this band.
Well, no, I mean, not really. It's nothing worth mentioning before Elaine, really. So I would say that Elaine is my first band.
Elaine is my first band, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And I started when I was... I've always been singing, you know. But I started to take vocal lessons when I was 8. Mm-hmm. And I had the same vocal coach ever since. And that was it, really, you know. But I remember when I was around 12, I guess. I was a huge Queen fan, though.
Yeah.
But around 12, 13, I discovered Dima Borgir and Arch Enemy, Iron Maiden. I remembered like it was yesterday, and I felt that, well, yes, okay, this is what I'm going to do, you know? So I have been sticking to it ever since.
Nice.
Oh, that's weird.
So on this past tour here in the U.S., for sure, bands have been having trouble with clubs taking part of their merch money, the merch sales, right? Did you guys have any trouble like that, or?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Okay,
I'm trying to.
Yeah.
Cool. I have a problem. I usually don't have a filter, so I always try to be polite. But I think if you're a venue taking a percentage of the merchandise fee, like a merchandise fee in general, I really think you should have a hard trouble sleeping at night. I think it's extremely, extremely wrong. I do.
It is, for sure. It's just not fair at all.
I really wish that more bands can talk about it, you know, and actually take the fight, you know, because it won't be easy. That is the thing. But people need to start to refuse.
Yeah.
I've been telling people to go to hell on tours. Because coming up, like, hey, it happened in, it wasn't the tour with Camelot. I remember the guy came up, and I actually specifically asked him, are you working for the venue, or are you working for the promoter? Because I needed to know, right? It's different.
Yeah.
And he said, the venue. And, you know, he started to be, like, it wasn't the first time that he had been having these discussions, right? So even when I tried to be kind, like, my second sentence, he was very defensive.
Yeah, cutting you off.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, well, you go ahead and you can choose to be a, well, I'm not going to say that here. I need to stay, you know. Well, I did. And I told him to go to hell because I really think it's so super low. I really do. It's like, also when it comes down to small amounts of money, like this was from the support bands.
Yeah.
We're talking like 50 euros. Are you really that greedy?
Yeah, wow.
Gets me going, this, you know. I feel the fire inside.
Especially the venues that won't let your merch people sell.
Exactly. That is
so
weird. It is so weird because, like, the venue people then selling, they have no idea what it is. They have no idea about the products or the difference between that album and that album, which our merch people have.
Yeah, but some countries it has to do with their taxes.
Oh yeah,
that is the thing.
For sure.
So sometimes you cannot avoid it, but I really think there should be a way around that. But when it comes to the venues where you sell yourself, and they just come up after like, hey, we're gonna have a merch fee.
Wow, it's horrible. I heard the story from different bands. Yeah, what?
Yeah, it's
it's a trend that needs to stop.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to mention it to different people I interviewed. That way, maybe something can be done about that. That's not right at all. I mean, that's your money. That's a band's money. You guys produce those shirts with your hard-earned money, investing in the merch. And if that's going to be the case, why doesn't the club owner share a percentage of the bar sales with you guys, right?
Exactly what I've been saying as well, because we do make sure that people buy something from the bar. That is just a fact.
Right? Whether it's a soda or beers, yeah. You know, they will make that money from the sales in the bar.
These specific people in general wouldn't be there if the band they like wouldn't be there. Yeah. So, I mean, that is a win, just that, right? So I fully agree with you. I do. I think it goes without saying, but I just don't understand why people are so scared of taking the fight.
Yeah.
It is not more than asking someone to go to hell, you know, and try to refuse. Like, yeah. You got to start somewhere to make a change. It won't just happen. That is the thing. And I'm sure that maybe some of the bands that you were talking with, maybe they don't even know, right? If they have someone that sells for them and they actually don't look into it, maybe they have a manager that solves it instead, you know? Maybe they don't even know.
Sure.
Yeah, it's horrible.
I was trying the papers, you know, in the spreadsheet, you know? It happened on the North Americans where I was like, what the hell is this merch fee? I don't want to see this, you know?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow. Horrible. What a horrible situation there. Hopefully it stops one day.
I'm going to be mentioning it, though.
Yep. Yeah, we'll try to do something about it and bring it out to the public, and hopefully it stops one day. That's not fair. You know, club owners out there listening, I mean, you guys should share your bar shows with the bands if you want to play that game, right? Like, that's just only fair.
But stop. You know, just come on. Do your thing. We'll do our thing, and then we'll make a great evening together without any greedy things behind it. We run a business as well. We have a company.
Yeah.
And they do too, right?
Yeah.
It would only be fair. We can do our part, we collaborate, and then we shake hands, and then we leave.
That's it. That'd be cool right there.
Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? What's in your agenda? Where are you off to now? Where's the next tour and all that?
Yeah, we're going to go out on a little signing session tour during July. Mm. And then in August, we're going to have a couple of festivals. And then we have some news to be announced after that. So nothing official yet, but we encourage everyone to keep their eyes open at the tour tab on our website, elaine.com.
Sure.
Hopefully, we will be able to share it very, very soon.
And also, hey, the very closest thing is absolutely the release of the new album.
Of course.
We Shall Remain July 14th. Holy shit.
Awesome.
There you go.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, for sure. We would like to say thank you to everyone who supports Elaine in whichever way that you can. If it's streaming the music for free or buying the merch, going to shows, hanging out on Twitch or Madeline's or mine, or being on the Patreon, man, you guys make everything possible. Together we are strong. Together we are Elaine. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you guys for making time. Madeline and Ricard, thank you for your time and awesome music so far, and wish you the best of luck, and we'll see you in Texas soon. A very touchy subject there that we went over, of club owners taking a percentage of band's merch booth. Now, what the hell is that, man? Come on. Come on, guys. You guys have enough cash flow coming in through the door and at the bar. I mean, you guys already share a percentage of the door with the bands, right? The promoter. So come on. Anyways, of course, every deal is different. Every club, every venue is different, and different contracts and blah, 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 right? So, but for sure, as we talked about with Madeline and Ricard, that's just not fair of club owners, venues taking the band's merch money. Come on, man. Even if it's a percentage, any percentage, come on, that's not your stuff. You did not pay to make those t-shirts or the hats or whatever. So just stay away from the merch booth. Leave the bands alone. Club owners, come on. Stick to your bar sales and you got plenty of money there. Trust me, I know. Anyways, we hope to get some public attention to this and help out the bands that are suffering from this theft. And anyways, on behalf of myself, James, thank you guys. Don't forget to pick up Elaine's newest album by the name of We Shall Remain. July 14th drop, so be on the lookout for it. And anyways, don't forget to subscribe to our channel. Don't forget to download, share, blah, blah, blah. Follow us on social media. Like, you know what to do. Those of you that already follow us, we truly appreciate your help and your company. You are much welcome here, and we hope our content is of your taste and you guys are enjoying this. So we truly appreciate it, man. Thank you, guys and girls. Anyways, don't forget to keep it metal.
That Metal Interview.